As most of you know, I've been away for a couple of weeks, taking a break. And I'd gone back home. Although I was born in Hull, I always refer to Hull as Ireland. So it was really my mother's home. And as a family, we got together, remembered the good things, the bad things, our shared history. A trip to the graveyard, to the local village shop, and of course, to the pub for a drink of the black stuff. This trip brings back so many memories of my life. Things have changed tremendously. And it was a bit like Cottingham is. Cottingham has merged with Hull. There's no definable boundary as you go along a street. And it's the same there in Selbridge. That's become a satellite town of Dublin. Pope Francis recently said, going home is a bit like Lent. It's time to focus, a time to take stock of the place and the world we live in as we get older. To look at what is important to us as individuals. The Lenten journey that we're travelling throws up so many questions about our faith, our relationship, especially in the world around us that sees so much trouble. How people who are oppressed in war situations immediately comes to mind. But this only is not in Ukraine, but it is in various places throughout the world. You may sometimes start to question, is there a God? When we see so vividly the harm and damage one country can do to another. And then I thought for a while and looked at a comparison with Jesus in his life. He was in an occupied land. He faced violence probably nearly every day. People were brutalized by the occupation and the Roman soldiers. His family had to flee to preserve the child's life, uproot themselves and go into they did not know where. The pictures on the television are vivid, but that parallel can be drawn. Jesus was suffering in the same way as so many people throughout the world are in turmoil because of aggression of someone who's a bit bigger, a bit stronger. From the child that is bullied in the playground to the suppression of the one's culture and traditions. And I appreciate it, but maybe it's an oversimplification. But it does give us a chance to explore our Lenten journey with Jesus's feelings as he grew up as a child in a similar situation. The contrast of Gethsemane where he spent 40 days in the wilderness of a broken and empty cities and a barren place, and places left barren by invading forces, gives us a different perspective on our life as a Christian as we read the gospel. Stressful it is for people directly involved, but we have our own stresses. Our own lives are invaded by consumerism, by the thoughts of how are we going to manage because of the electricity hype, of the gas hype, and the anxieties that that brings. So all these things that come into our lives and oppress us in different ways are things that we can draw parallels with how Jesus was oppressed on his Lenten journey. But one has hope. Jesus gives us hope. One moment in madness in all our lives can change how we perceive everything we see, touch, and do. Reflect on, is there something in your life that has changed? Is there a moment in time that has altered the way you live, the way you think, the way you operate? Is it something in your personality, your sexual and cultural, social context? We think about where we are going in this journey that sometimes we're so unprepared to take. But even Jesus had those pressures, those thoughts, those worries. This Mothering Sunday, I'm sure Jesus thought about how his mother was going to cope with his death. That's part of the humanity that he shares with us. So how can we reconcile things? That it's all right to say, yes, he was God, he could cope. So just ask yourself the simple questions about Jesus' life. Did he have teething troubles? Did he gnaw on his gums because of the pain? Did he have adolescent spots? Did he fall out with his parents as a teenager? If you say no, why not? Why didn't he? He was just like us. Understand his humanity during his Lenten journey, and then you will understand yours. It could have happened, and them anxieties happened long before he got to Golgotha, to Gethsemane. And certainly long before the Via Dolorosa. He lived in the shadow of death and the threat of violence hanging over him. And surely we do not think that the 40 days of temptation were restricted to just 40 days. The reality and burden that Jesus carried as a human being is the same as the burdens we carry. Jesus was more subtle than what we think he was. He was more pervasive and more constant than we can imagine. We have the opportunity now, during our Lenten journey, to unburden ourselves, to unburden our thoughts, our deeds, to give him the love that a child needs, that a teenager needs, that an adult needs, and the elderly need. He will return that love in many ways if we only open our hearts and admit he suffered the same as we do. We walk hand in hand to death with him.